This is the Taranaki Museum Oral History Project, an interview with Mr. Goodwin, who is currently visiting New Plymouth from Hawke's Bay. Today is the 30th of July, 1997. We're recording on a Sony WM-D6C cassette recorder using Sony ECM-144 microphones. The interviewer is Mary Donald, and this is tape two. Mr. Goodwin, we were just talking about your horticultural training. Would you like to go and continue your story?
When I was in Waiho at Nusk, Amiri County, I'd registered with the New Zealand Institute of Horticulture, which was only set up in 1926, I think. And this was in the early 30s, and I registered then, and then I had to have so much approved practical work before I could sit the first examination. Well, once I got back to Christchurch, and having completed the 3 years up in looking after the big sheep station garden and poultry and supplying the vegetables for the cookhouses and all those sort of things, and competing in flower shows and A&P shows, the fruit and vegetable and flower classes. I had the practical experience to qualify, so that I could qualify to sit the junior examination anyway. And then getting back to Christchurch, I got back to where I could attend classes at the Christchurch Technical College, as it was in those days. And it was at that time that I was able also to join in the dendrology studies with Professor Faraker. And I met up with, and saw more of Mr. McCaskill again. Well, probably he was later Prof. McCaskill. And it was a nursery training again. Another stage from the station garden to the nursery garden, and it was while I was in the nursery, I stayed in that job for three years too, and it was I was as an instrument salesman, and Mr. Barnett was in the director of parks in Christchurch. And one whom I had approached at one time for an opportunity to train. And he visited the nursery and he saw some of the work that I was doing, and we were buying in the rooted cuttings from the North Island and lining them out and growing them on the nursery rows, and I was responsible for training them up and selling them. And he was quite impressed with what I'd done. And after I'd been there about 3 years, I think, again, he had offered me, if I wanted to get to extend my knowledge and experience, he had offered me a job, and I declined. He just said, if you want a job, come along. So I didn't actually apply at the time, but it's when I married, then I applied for the job to commence after the honeymoon, as it were, and I shifted from the nursery side to the city council nursery in Christchurch, where the job was. I was a senior gardener on the outside reserves, and this was in the time of shortage when, because in ordinary times there'd been two or three qualified men above me, but they'd all gone to the war, and
what year was this?
1940. We actually planned to marry in 1939, but we put it off because of the war. Although I didn't really think that I'd ever be passed because I had another football injury in the right leg. And I did go into the army for 2 years, 42 to 44. But so part of my experience was the Christchurch City Council was spent in the army. But I hadn't long been in the army when they put me into the quartermaster store, and so I became a quartermaster for the regiment and the finish was before I was marched out. But
so you started off with the city council, and you were there for quite some time before you went into the was called up. Is that correct? Is that not?
Only took a couple of years.
Mm.
Yeah. A couple of years, and then there was a couple of years in the army, and then the
so how
but I managed to complete now. So I managed to complete the first and second stages of the National Diploma in Horticulture before I went into the army. And as when I was in the army, I was trying to write a thesis as well as a study for the final stages of the NDH.
And what was your thesis on?
The Hill Gardens and Reserves of Christchurch. Mm-hmm. Trees and Shrubs for the Hill Gardens and Reserves of Christchurch. I chose that subject because the trees and shrubs are the more permanent features of a garden. And you've got to know about the size and habits of these sort of trees if you're going to plan a long-term project. And so I took that as the choice. I could have probably had a go at half a dozen other different sections, but I thought by taking it as my special subject, I'd do that much extra work on it and probably learn a lot more. And I won in the intermediate examination. I won the first Campbell Memorial Prize for the top student in the country at that time. And I say I had a bit of a struggle finishing up the thesis and. But I qualified while I was in, I think it was while I was in the army. The NDH New Zealand. And then when I came out of the army and then back to the nursery in Christchurch, the Schools of Horticulture had been just authorised to commence at Massey and Lincoln. And Professor Perrin and Dr. Yates and members of the Horticulture Committee were in Christchurch for a rhododendron conference, one of the first rhododendron conferences. And they interviewed me at the Clarendon Hotel where they were staying at. And in the end, actually, it's really hard to explain to other people, but the break into the army and the break back from the army, it was very hard to settle down. And so I accepted the job at Massey and I went up there for 5 years. And then from there, I taught amenity horticulture. I was superintendent of the grounds and shelter belts, farm roads and all those sort of things come under my control. And I lectured to the students on plant identification as well. And I had 5 quite enjoyable years there, and friendships that still exist, although some of those students of those days have gone now, but we still have an annual, well, we used to have a 5-yearly gathering. Now it's each year because each year we're losing more and more of those first students. But the first students of Massey have a reunion Every October.
Now, it was an agricultural and horticultural institute, wasn't it, initially, rather than it being a fully fledged university? I'm not really familiar with the history of Massey.
Well, Massey was at that time was an agricultural college.
Right.
But it was they were setting up. They had already set up in conjunction with the teachers' training college. They had set up advanced studies for a university, and was under Prof. Perrins. He was the first principal of the full scale. University, I think, if I remember rightly. Or was it one of the Massey students that came back? And I think they had a Rhodes Scholar that came back and was one of the early, if not the first, I've forgotten what to call them now. The full university at Massey.
Nice.
The transition, it is rather hard to go from the agricultural college into the full university. It was a very gradual change, and a lot depended on land and buildings. And I think the first part of the college was. Part of the first development of the full university was in Palmerston North, associated with the Teachers Training College, and it was administered by Massey.
Mm-hmm.
But just the exact same, I couldn't. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. And so you were lecturing there, and you were also. You said superintendent of grounds. So did you do all, only the year or you've got a new institution, did you do all the landscaping and things like that? Is that what you were doing? As well as lecturing?
Yes, well, Massey was quite a good, an attractive grounds to start with. And then with Dougal Mackenzie came back from the war. He'd been wounded, invalided out, and he went as a lecturer at Massey, along with the other groups in horticulture, and he was responsible for some of the early planning. And Professor Perrin himself was also interested in the landscaping and planting up, and he used to come out and work with us at clearing areas and planting up on Saturday morning. He'd come out and work with us. And to say I was responsible for the whole lot, no, I contributed to the overall picture. We actually run glass houses up on the, before we had the other glass house ranges. We had glass house up on the top floor of the old Massey College building.
Mm.
So we used to take the students up there to teach them about glass house management and so forth. At the earlier stages, there were practical demonstrations. Handling the spades and the various gardening tools and preparing a bed and setting the beds up and planting them out and that sort of thing. And I was responsible for that. But gradually the students themselves preferred that they get on with lectures and studies rather than doing the practical work. I think they all appreciated it, but in the end, they gradually worked the practical out of there, and that became part of diplomas. Mind you, there was only a diploma course to start with, and then when the degree classes came in, of course, there was no practical, or very little practical for them. They had to settle down to their full studies. But I was 5 years at Massey, and we lived actually out on the hillside up above the college. And then I was invited to apply for Hamilton, Wanganui, and New Plymouth.
All at the same time?
All pretty well within a month of mostly one another. And I chose New Plymouth. In the end, perhaps Dr. Yates, who was born here, or Victor Davies, who was the nurseryman here, they may have persuaded me one way or another, but I told the chairman of the park committee when I came here that one of the reasons was that I'd heard good reports of the hospital and the schools. And I had a young family at that time, and I felt that was quite important, although Wanganui is quite high, and so does Hamilton for that matter. But anyway, it was probably the Taranaki Hospital that attracted me, or turned the tables at the time, and I decided to come here in 1949.